Blog Talk Radio. Psychic Reading Sundays with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to call into the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, I want to say happy birthday, Pisces. Hey, hey, hey. I hope you're having a wonderful birthday, and it's so blessed. Hey, you can't wait for the next one, huh? And we've got announcements. I've got a lot of birthdays this month. I tell you, I don't know what was happening back in the day, but March was a busy month for births. Okay, I want to let you know the full moon, mark your calendars. We always give you this information because this is the first Sunday in March, March 5th, 2017. The full moon is on the 12th. The new moon is on the 27th. Okay, you got that? Full moon's the 12th, and the new moon is the 27th. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Remember, one question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or either validate one of our past readings. Always take a deep breath. Focus on your question that's most important to you at this time and this moment for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change, and that's due to life circumstances, okay? We all know that. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light and from our hearts. If you call in with a block number such as 1111, you may get disconnected. So please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you today that they love you, well, doggone it, me and Miss Nina do, huh? Now, if you need an intimate reading with one-on-one, you can reach me and Miss Nina at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Go to the right side of the page, click on Psychic Readings. Know that we do care and we do pray for all of you. And you know Nina is a Reiki master, so don't forget that. And she's also a teacher. Nina teaches. She's a photographer, a community activist, and I believe a preacher too, huh? And for me, I do angel readings. I can do past life readings. I can also connect you with your loved ones that have, you know, passed over to the other side. I'm a visionary. I also do Chinese and Tarot plus soul card readings. Now, those I kind of do in person because then I tape. When you come to my house and I do them one-on-one in person, those sessions are taped for accuracy so you can go back and listen to what we discussed and how accurate that I was. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to do prayers today, but before I do that, I'm going to bring on Miss Nina. Good afternoon, Miss Nina. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, Lenis. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us live on air. And for those of you that have joined me in the chat room, thank you very much. I'm ready to rock and roll. I only have one birthday this week, and that's Evan. Happy birthday, Evan, on the 9th. So, yeah, I believe he's going to be 9 years old, too. So, yeah, happy birthday, Evan.
All right. Happy birthday. Well, I've got a list, believe it or not, and I usually don't. It's always you. Nina, but for this month, I tell you, must have been busy. So, happy birthday to my nephew, Spencer Douglas Boyd. Happy birthday to my godson, Louis. Today is his birthday. And also my cousin, Valerie Cardenas. Happy birthday to you, too. Happy birthday to N. May. Happy birthday to Mr. Clarence Seiler. Happy birthday to Janet Omar. Ooh, keep the island going, girl. I miss you. And happy birthday to my niece, Trina Aspiro. Happy birthday to Professor Mrs. Maxine Mims. And this is just a special birthday for Mr. Benny Flagg. He passed a few weeks ago, and a really good gentleman, and you're sorely missed. You really are, Benny. So I just want to say happy birthday to you in heaven, sir. And happy birthday to my friend Andreas in Greece. I'll be back. I'm coming. And happy birthday to my nephew Gregory Morgan in Las Vegas. I wish you all the very best, and may God bless you all on your birthdays. Okay, I'm going to do prayers. You know, I haven't done prayers in quite a while, huh? Not really prayers, you know what I mean? So I'm going to do prayers before we start reading as Miss Nina's getting everything together in the chat room for y'all. And again, welcome around the world in the chat room and on the phone. And this is the first Sunday of March. Cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. Remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, and even future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space here and now for all the people listening around the world, in the chat room, or on the phone. Release any and all thought forms and being, situation, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good. Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance to come to us now. We are an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. We are provided every day with abundance because God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want or need. We are grateful for spiritual, mental, physical knowing from God, angels, miracles, and us. Now, this is for all my romantic friends that are looking for love, or maybe you're already in a relationship. But if you're looking for that someone special, I want you to listen to this prayer, and I want you to think about this prayer and be clear on what it is that you want in your life as your better half or your mate. Okay? Dear God, we desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, their sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, sexual equal, who is available to love and be what? Loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are in fact deserving, I'll repeat that, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable. Again, that we are profoundly lovable by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. Thank you, God, angels, and miracles. So be it, it is done. Now, this is the last part, and I do this three times just to kind of get you guys going and like, woo-woo, you know, woo-woo. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere again. Something great, repeat, something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. One more time, y'all. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. All right, may God and the angels and ancestors add a blessing to all that, and I think we about ready to get started, huh, Miss Nina?
Oh, I think so.
All right. Okay, we shall begin. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today and supporting the show. We do appreciate it. Okay, our first caller for the day is area code 561. You're on the air with Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
Hey, ladies. My name is Stacy. And speaking of doors opening for romance, I just want to know if you see any doors opening this spring, summer, you know, any particular person coming in.
Okay, Stacy. Did you just close a relationship? Just ended a relationship?
No, it's been quite some time.
Okay. Is there someone that you have a crush on? Is there someone you have a crush on right now, Stacy? You kind of interested, but you're shy about it?
Well, there's people I know, but I'm not the one to approach, you know, and I get guys approaching me, but, you know, they live far away, and I'm not into an out-of-state relationship. I want somebody that lives, you know, within
right.
a certain mile radius. I'm not looking for somebody that lives 1,200 miles away. It just doesn't make sense.
Okay, so you were in some dating social site. Okay. Good. That explains that question and what I saw. All right. Well, let's see. Are you looking for a professional man? Are you interested in somebody that's a professional and had some years in?
Well, yeah, it doesn't, you know, I'm looking for somebody that's employed and just a nice person and, you know, it's just got to be something there. You know, there's just got to be
okay.
a mutual attraction.
Okay, I'm getting that a lady, Kathy or Cassie, tried to introduce you to somebody, and you just, like, went over your head like, yeah, whatever. But this guy was a nice guy. I'm getting Kathy or Cassie. You have a girlfriend that's close to that name pronunciation that might have introduced you like 3 months ago, I'm seeing now. It was 3 months ago you were introduced to somebody, but I don't know. Guess
no,
that's
I had
a cup of tea.
I know. I have a friend, Kathy. She doesn't live near me. She lives about a few hours away. But I had a friend a couple years ago that introduced me to people that she wouldn't date herself. Oh, my God. I can't even explain
it.
Oh,
no. No.
Yeah,
no. Let
we're
that
not
go.
Friends.
Don't even bring that negativity in the conversation. Let it go. Let it go.
Exactly.
No,
I just want to know.
Positive.
Yeah. Does anybody I know any kind of description so I'll know who's going to, you know, come up to the plate?
Well, I see a professional man. Now, I know Kathy lives a few hours from you, but Kathy knows a couple of guys. One of those guys is a professional that she would introduce you to, and to me it's like a reintroduction. So maybe time has passed that the two of you didn't really think too much of the first meeting, and so it's like a first time. There's also another guy, but I see a professional gentleman. He keeps coming up. He's tall and in a suit, and he has an attaché case. But he's at a distance. He's like at the end of the block walking towards you. So that's why I'm thinking he's going to be introduced to you by a friend. But I think it might be Kathy. So kind of keep that on the back burner that eventually, and probably April. I'm looking at for this to come about, it'll be about April when you'll meet this guy, one of two gentlemen. Yeah, in April, right around the spring. After the equinox, I think the equinox is the 21st, so I'd say any time after that into the spring, yeah.
That's
you'll
funny
be like
because
a flower. You're ready to bloom.
That's funny. There's a guy that likes both me and my friend Kathy, and he lives very far away, so that's funny. That's somebody else, yeah. It's ironic, yeah.
Okay. No, I think the guy she'll introduce you to is somebody that lives close in your city. This person
yeah,
is within your city. Yeah. Yep. Miss Nina, did you have anything for Stacy? Excuse me.
No, I picked up the spring as well. And someone you know will introduce you.
Yeah. Well, there you go, girlfriend. So get out there and mingle. and tell your girlfriends, don't forget about you. Think about you when they're out.
No, but I'm saying, imagine if you're another friend of yours, you introduced her to guys she really liked, and she introduced you to guys that were living with their mother, didn't work on disability. How would you feel? So I ended that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without a doubt. That's not a friend.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
A friend is
going to
give you positive and build you up. A friend isn't going to take you down out of jealousy and envy and ego. That's not a friend.
Exactly.
Right?
So I did the right thing.
A friend wants the best for you. Of course she did.
Yeah.
You only want positive around you, right? You're looking forward and above. Okay, well, there you go, Stacy. Get it, girl.
I mean, you want to hear it? One guy, she wanted me to date a guy that treated her friend like crap, that was really mean, called her names, and the guy, and impotent. I said, you know, what are you trying to say? I can't find somebody functioning? I mean, that's not that important, but, you know, it makes you feel like, is that what she's setting me up with? And then, you know, either really, like, nerdy guys that you would... that she would be repulsed by, she was setting me up with, and I ended the friendship.
Okay, Saturday night.
Well, good
night.
For you. Okay, Saturday night's coming in. I got to go, Stacy. You have no idea, and I don't have a safe word for you. Okay, Stacy, well, I wish you the very best, and thanks for calling, darling, and have a wonderful week there. Okay, next caller, area code. God, I'm tickled myself. Area code 604, you're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this? Sorry, tickled. Who's this, 604? Hello? Area code 604, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I just want to listen.
Okay, 604, we'll hang up on you, and you're going to have to call back in.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Okay, next caller. Area code 917, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Thanks for picking my call.
Oh, doing terrific. Doing terrific. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So my name is Tim, calling from New York. And
hi,
I had a question. Hey, how's it going? I had a question. Well, thanks for those prayers in the beginning. Those are pretty excellent. I have to listen to the show back and incorporate some of those in my little daily practices. So I was wondering if you guys saw anything upcoming.
Before you answer the question, let me tell you real quick. You can find those prayers. Just go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and there is an icon for prayers, and you'll see the prayers that I just did. There you go.
Okay,
so
great.
You can even print them up if you want or whatever. Okay, now, go ahead. Yes. Sorry, I just wanted to throw that in right quick.
Okay, so I just was wondering, I'm trying to tune in, per se. I'm like the worst meditator ever, but I'm trying to put positive eyes out there, put in a daily schedule of me trying to connect with my guides, angels, or anything positive to try to change my situation, give me some inspiration, abundance-wise, finding a new job or career. Do you guys see anything upcoming in the near future, by any chance, on the work front or the job front?
Well, two things right away. I got very high spiritual, and I can feel it, very loving, very compassionate. But when you mention Jules, Jules says, I could just smack him in the mouth, but I love him so much. This is your guide.
Okay.
But she's saying, I want to see if it's a man or a woman, but saying, I love you so much, but I could just smack. Yeah, it's a guide. It's not. It's your guide. Is that what you told me? Jules is your guide?
Oh, no, I didn't say you. I have no idea who my guide is. I'm just trying
because this
make that
Jules
connection.
Name came. Okay. This
okay.
Jules name came up, and God, dog, sure this. I just want to smack, but I love him, and I love him so much. So I don't know. Just write that down and put it on the back burner. Okay,
okay,
Kim, let's see. I know you're a spiritual being. I can feel that. Very loving. God bless you. You're a very loving individual.
Thank you.
Just don't let people take your kindness for weakness or lose that beautiful compassion of love you have in you. Okay, let me see. Where are your angels? Let me call up on your angels. See what's going on. Oh, you got an angel to the left of you. Write this down. His name is Mac.
Mac, M-A-C-K?
Mac, yeah, M-A-C-K. What did you get, Nina? M-A-C? I'll go M-A-C-K. Mac is to the. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
M A C K and Mac is there with you and has always.
Yeah, Mac. Okay, well that's when I want to talk to his angel. There's another angel too. Who's the older woman? Do you see her, Nina? She's older, like a grandmother. Little short woman. Boy, she's got a beautiful, beautiful smile. Or her kids must have came here with pretty Cheshire Cat smiles. But she's a grandmother, a little short woman. She has a beautiful smile. She's so soft and so gentle. Do you see her, Nina? I can feel her. I'm trying to get her name. Annie?
I can see her. Yeah, I can see her, but I'm not getting
I almost say her name starts with an E, like French. Like a French background, the name, into, wow. Wow, maybe she's French and black, but it's French. But anyway, she's there. Yeah, both of Mac,
okay.
Like she said, Mac has always been there with you, so you call on Mac anytime you want. But she's like the gentle side of you. She's so sweet and endearing. And she's just, it's like you're sitting there and she's just rubbing your hand like, it's going to be okay, darling. It's okay. You're fine. You're all right. She's so sweet. There's a joker behind her now. There's Matt. There's the older woman. And then there's a third person. He's tall, kind of slender, but he's a joker. I think he's the one that kind of gives you your laughter. It, like if you get down or depressed or whatever, and he'll make you think of something funny or something stupid, and you'll bust out and laugh. If somebody else is around you, Tim, they might think you're crazy, but you're not. It's just your angel lifting your spirit to make you laugh, you know, to
okay.
Think like, oh,
gotcha.
Don't let that get you down. Let's look at it on this side, you know, and you think, oh, yeah, that was kind of crazy. I can't see his name either, but I'll tell you what he looks like. This guy is a card. He's a guy, and he looks like he's out of the 70s. He's got this wide brim hat on. And he's standing right behind the little woman, the older woman. He's got this wide brim hat on and this like a zoot suit. That's your angel, honey. I ain't got nothing to do with it. But anyway,
okay.
He's got like a zoot suit on and wow, and he's just full of fun and laughter. That's what he's about, fun and laughter. So just remember those two adjectives for that particular angel. Now going
okay.
Forth. Let's see. I'm not getting anything from the grandmother. Him, he's for fun. Mac would like for you to call on him. Sometimes when you are trouble, he's also a protector too. So it's not just someone to have a conversation with as an angel to being, but also he's a protector. And real quick, I mean, it's like if you were in a conversation and somebody says something out the side of their mouth, and in your spirit you'd be like, Mac, did you just hear that shit too? Did you hear that? You know, all of a sudden the conversation will stop.
Okay.
You're not going to know why, but that's just Mac like, let me shut this down. Okay, we're going to shut this down right now. That's how he is protecting towards you as well as loving. I see that you're on a good path. They're not showing me anything outstanding, but that you're on a good path. Tim, is there a guy that you, go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
Is it coming for you late March?
Okay.
I'm not sure. All I'm getting is, all I can see is a computer screen. I'm not getting anything further than that. Does that make sense?
Okay.
What's coming in
I
late
guess?
March? I missed it. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Nina?
A job.
Oh. Well, not only job, but love, too. So you see a job coming. I see a love coming, too. Somebody that really cares a lot about you. A whole lot. You may not think it at first, but yep. Good people.
Okay. So things
yeah.
are rising. I can just talk to
yep.
Mac and my guys.
Your guys, you
okay.
got Mac, the little grandmother, that joker in the background. You got a job coming up in March. You got a new love coming in your life. And you're just doing good, Tim. Jeez. You're on the right path.
Okay.
Whatever shift you made, it was a shift for the better. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful evening.
Oh,
you
you're
too.
Welcome. You have a wonderful week. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing.
I will indeed. Thank you much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Oh, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there, your moderator. I don't know if she's got any special guests. Sometimes we get Heather or AJ or She-Ha in there. So always glad. So, all righty. Next call is, let's see, we're at 703. Area code 703, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, just fine, and you? And who is this?
My name's Andrea. Thanks for taking my
Hi,
call.
Hi, Andrea. Oh, you're most welcome, young lady. What can we
so
answer
my birthday,
for you today?
My birthday is January 17th, 63.
You're a Capricorn. You know, you're right on the cusp, girl, between Capricorn and Aquarius.
I know.
But actually, you're on you're more on the Capricorn side. But, you know, they say 2 or 3 days, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, belated happy birthday, Miss Cappy. You're a
Thank
member
you.
Of my lodge.
Thank you. So my question is, I recently tried out for a TV show, America's Got Talent. So where do you see me going with this particular show? Or
do you sing?
Oh, gosh, no.
What's your talent? No, don't say that. What's your talent?
I actually sign music.
You sign music?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how interesting. Hold on, let me think about that. Wow. What a gift. You know, that's something I've never thought about. No more than, you know, like in conversation where we talk to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, America's Got Talent. I'm thinking, like, God, all the different areas you could go with that. Oh, my God.
I know.
It's endless. Are you working right now?
I know. I am.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, my God, honey, let's get a list of jobs. You have a gift, a God-given gift. Oh, my God. Okay, let me think about the show, but I'm just thinking about, sheesh, you could go all over the world with what you have. That is so gifted.
I could.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, Andrea. How that is presented. I don't know how you're going to present it. And I don't want you to tell me because, you know, you're going on there with talented. But you're asking if it'll be accepted. So in the audition, I'm going to tell you how it's presented is whether they'll bring you on. I would think they would because of something different for that alone, you know. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, TV, right? We got ratings and the interest to get people to come in. So if nothing else, your performance would be something different. But if you can, whatever that you can kind of put that together or, you know, your act or whatever for the audition, yes, you'll make it to the next
round. Well,
I've already auditioned.
I wanted. So I've been to three states. I've been to Florida, Philadelphia, and New York City. Now, the states for Florida and Philadelphia have already been called back. The state for New York City gets a call in March to go on to the next round.
Okay.
So do I get that call to go the next round?
Again, it goes back to your performance. What are you picking up, Nina?
I'm really not picking up too much of anything.
You know,
okay.
But on the other side of the coin, I see her endless with her gift. There's no, it's unlimited. Bless you for wanting to go on the show. But have you, God, there's so many industries. Well, you say you know already, though. God, you should be a woman. People are calling you Andrea. They should have you on a speed dial, okay?
No kidding.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't see any further than, like I say, however that you present it. And I, God knows, I'm wishing you the very best. But I hope to see you in other avenues because you're so gifted. I mean, God, I can feel that off of you. I'd like to see you just, you know, God, turn on the TV and there you are. You know?
Mm. Well, you will. I think you will when you see me on Team America's Got Talent.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm wishing you the very best, and so be it. I hope so. I sure hope so for you.
All right.
Yeah. And thank you.
Well,
I got a lot of signs. Okay, not playing
I'm very much into numerology and yesterday I went somewhere and the license plates right in front of me were California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Florida. Of all four states I've been to, and the next one is California.
Get out of here. All right.
So
synchronicity.
It's the signs are there.
All right. Synchronicity. Everything.
Exactly.
Well, girlfriend, we're wishing you the very best, and I'm going to be looking
all
for
right.
you.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. God bless you.
All right.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 604. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Can you tell me?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear your name. Could you repeat it? I'm sorry?
Yeah. Hello. An hour.
Hello.
604 is, and where's that from, Dylan?
You're on the
That's
air.
That's what I thought.
604, you are on the air right now. Hello. 604, you're on the air. Did you have a question or did you just want to listen to the program? Okay, I just disconnected. I'm sorry.
That's the second time.
You got to speak up if you want to be on the air. Yeah, you got to speak up or either you get disconnected. So, okay, area code 917. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. What can we help you with, young lady?
Trying to figure out what next steps should I be taking as far as my career. I've worked in technology for years, and a couple of years back I stopped doing that, and I started a group family daycare. It hasn't taken off as I wanted it to, but I'm trying to figure out what I should be doing now. Like, I don't totally love the daycare. It's okay. It's a way to make some type of income, but it's, I don't totally love it. So I'm just trying to figure out what path should I be on, what should I be looking for, what should I be doing.
I'm going to turn this over to, because you sound like you're on the same theme as Nina, I'm going to turn this question over to her and see what she comes up with.
Turning the question over to me is may not be a great idea, as I run my own day home and I look after children and have been looking after children for over 40 years.
Okay, back to Linus.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me see. So she doesn't do daycare.
I've been doing it for the last couple of years. It's just that it hasn't taken off the way I wanted to. So
okay. And you know why it didn't? Because you don't have a love for it. Anything that you love or you're really into, it'll come about. So that's why it hasn't taken off, because that's not really you. That's not who you are. Now, I want to ask you, in technology, do you do IT work, Tracy?
Yes, most of infrastructure, yes. IT work with routers and switches and communications, yes. I mean, I did that for years, and it was overwhelming, I just needed something.
Get a break from it.
I just did something. I needed something different, because it was like on call 24/7, and it was just too much after a while. So I was like, okay, you know, they actually called me for a corrections position right now. That's not something I want to do either. But they called me for a position in corrections. But I'm trying to figure out where I need to be.
That just answered. I'm laughing because I'm writing down corrections and construction. I didn't know what it was. I said construction. I wrote that word out, and I wrote corrections. That's – I'm sorry, but that's where your job is at. So it's corrections and construction. Okay, so you want to go in construction? And you said corrections, and I had that. Okay, so yeah. Yeah, Tracy. I'm sorry, girlfriend. They call you back because they do have a job there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not something you really want to do, but that's a fact. It's true.
Okay.
They wouldn't hire you. I said, it was construction or correction, so I know it's not construction now. It was correction.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Is there any way, like, where you could be, like, I mean, I know IT is the administrative side of it, but where you're separate from where the prisoners are, so maybe you can have a peace of mind, or you're not dealing with certain things?
I don't know how that works. I don't know where they place you. I know somebody that actually works in corrections that actually does. She's in an office, but that's not to say that I'll get a position in the office. She, you know, so I have no idea how that works.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. You get hired if you decide to take the job. If not, so that's your option, yes or no.
Okay.
But yes, you would have it. If you don't, then, you know, look other. But that's all I'm seeing right now. Yep, that was right on time with me. Never mind. But anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Well, check it out, Tracy, and let me know. But I really do believe they're going to hire you. Yep.
Okay.
All right. I know sometimes we don't want to go back to something we don't want to do, but you know what? It could be a stepping off platform to something else. Look at it like this. If you do it for a minute while you're there, look and see what other jobs in your field are past that. Maybe like working for schools or maybe in a hospital. You know, still with your education and your technology and skills. But it could be a jumping off platform. It may not have to be something you can be there forever and a day. You know, 90 days, you're out of there. You found something that's more pleasing.
Okay. All right. That makes
sense. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Okay, Miss Nina, I forget to do this sometime, but I will check. Anybody in the chat room? Yes, ma'am.
604 did not realize that was her number you were calling on, because it's not the number she's actually calling from. She's using a Wi-Fi phone. So I just talked to her, backdoored her, and talked to her, and she will respond this time.
Okay.
Okay, now you're on 518.
Yeah, I was getting ready to bring 518 in, but, well, let me do that. 604, I have to hold. Let me bring 518, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Hi, this is Linda from New York.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I love your prayers. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go online. I didn't know they were online. I got to check.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I have to check. I love them. Okay, Korea.
Okay.
What are the angels saying?
Is there anything in particular that you I can focus more on? What do you like to do in your career?
Well, I've been having jobs just to get over. What is it? Just over broke, and I'm not passionate about these jobs, and you know,
you're
just
temporary.
Yeah, it is, actually. And like, is something for me, or should I just, I don't know, retire?
Well, what do you like to do, Linda? What do you normally like to do? Administrative work, or what field are you usually working
in? What I enjoy doing is when people have problems, I guess you would call it not social work, but a public service. Like if they have problems with
an advocate.
Any government
an
issues
advocate.
Or yeah. That's
okay,
what
let's
I
call
like
an
doing.
Advocate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And usually, you know, you work in elected official offices or some nonprofits, but when they, you know, when they see that administrative skill, then they stick me at the desk. And I had enough of that.
Okay, now to be an advocate, do you have a background in that or do you have any training or education in that?
Not really, not any training, but I've done it since the 90s.
Okay.
You know, if someone has a problem with trying to get their Social Security, immigration, getting their certification,
yeah.
You know, all those kind of things, I did that. But usually those type of jobs are working for elected officials.
Okay.
Or nonprofit.
Okay, because I was going to say, I can see that you'd be good in that, but I'm looking at for the position they're going to look for, but you said you've been doing it since the 90s, some background experience or either education. Have you applied at Social Security or government agencies? You
well,
know,
I'm
to
working
do that?
Now, but I'm saying when I say Social Security, I mean like just get the Social Security retirement. I have the energy and I'm okay, but I'm tired of the beatdown. It's getting to me now.
Welcome to the reality of the United States government. Go on and laugh. You know you want to laugh. I see you in advocate service, but I'm sorry to say that, and I see it in the government setting, not necessarily Social Security. I just did that as an example, but because as an advocate, you know, you can help people, maybe Medicare, Obamacare, or signing up for different things, or understanding maybe an advocate that they need an attorney. You know, whatever. But, yeah, your advocacy just can go in a whole lot of different directions there. But I see government, and I know that's not really where. Have you thought about, and I'm seeing this right now, the PA, what is that? God, Doc. What is that in the attorneys that help you when they, for the government?
Legal aid.
There you go, legal aid. Have you thought about being an advocate for legal aid?
No,
they always can use advocates. Oh, my God. Huh?
I haven't tried them.
You sounded down when you said that. But why I'm saying this is because right now,
they didn't help me
ever,
in some issues. They really didn't help me in some issues. I was better off with my own network of people.
Okay. Well, see, now, that's good. So because you know what to do to help the people that – they're only going to do so much. You can help them also beyond that, right? Because you know the system and you know how it should have been better. Mm-hmm. So you would be an excellent advocate then. And I'm saying this more so than now for the government, one, because of the immigration crisis that we're going through across the United States. So people that are already here that are scared, they don't know, they need an advocate, somebody that understands, are they okay, you know, in that perspective. And then maybe there's some people that are changing that, like you say, getting ready to go into retirement. Or maybe they got laid off and they're 50 years old and they're looking for, you know, hopefully to get back into the workforce. You could be even an advocate for that.
Okay, I'm going to explore some of those things.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You'd be good. You've been doing it. And it wouldn't be, well, the immigration one would probably be stressful. But I think the other, helping people to fill out certain applications, you know, I still see the government, but, you know, you could help them. And like you say, some things where they didn't help you, you know now. You have the information
like,
that you know will take them further, huh?
I said, you're supposed to be legal aid. How come you don't have the answers?
Well, you know,
maybe it was just that office.
No, because you know, there's nothing perfect in this world. There's nothing perfect. So, and sometimes it goes upon us to find out more information than what we hear or see, right? Because even though they may tell us one thing, it's not like we're like sheep just following the herd. Sometimes you need to find out a little bit more just to rest your mind and feel satisfied with the answers that you're receiving, correct?
Absolutely. You are dead on it.
Alrighty.
Right on.
Okay. Well, that's okay. What I see coming up for you, girl. Let us know, because you'd be good at it. But I do see you helping a lot of people. But, you know, look in those areas where you're not going to be so stressful. You'll be happy about what you're doing.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Share the love.
Thank you.
Share the love, Linda.
Is this the rest of the program? Yes,
ma'am. You sure can.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. You're most welcome. Okay, now we're going to go to 604. You are now on the air with Nina and Lena. 604, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi, ladies. My name is Helen.
Hi, Helen. How are
you? And do you need my birth? Oh,
no,
okay.
No, that's fine. What question may we answer for you today, young lady?
Are there any messages from the other side for me?
There's a woman that just came forward, and she said, stop going back and forth. Make your mind up. I don't know what that means, but she just said, stop going back and forth. Make your mind up.
Lannis, I've got exactly the same message. That's why I'm giggling.
And for you to stop living a trilogy. I don't know what that means. It just says, stop living a trilogy. A trilogy is one, two, three different things. I guess by the fourth time, you'll let it go. I think you understand that better than us. You understand?
Not yet.
Okay. A trilogy, something repeating, but each time it's a little bit different, but it's the same thing. But it's a little bit different. So by the third time, okay, so you don't want it to repeat again. They're saying don't live the trilogy. Like, whatever it is, either let it go or it's in the past. But that's not you, and it's not a part of you spiritually, mentally, or physically. So it's like, as young people say, kick it to the curb and pop your collar and know that I am, and you are.
Yeah, maybe it'll come to me later. I have a father who's passed, and I was that's the only one that was really close to me. Is my father?
Okay, no, this is a woman. She's a relative. She didn't die very old either. She looked like she died in her 50s. She died young in her 50s, but yeah. She's the one that's telling you to stop going back and forth, but make up your mind. Jersey girl that you are, you know that I love you. Who is that? I'm getting that coming through. Jersey girl that you are, you know that I love you. Do you know who that is?
I don't know. What is a Jersey girl?
I don't know. I guess somebody from Jersey. Do you act like a Jersey girl?
Is that close to New York? I've been in New Jersey, yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just... this is what I'm hearing. You asked me to go to the other side, and I went real quick. So
yeah.
The lady came forward, and then I don't know who's telling me this. They're just saying Jersey girl, whatever it was, and I haven't forgotten because it was somebody also talking. So, and that's about it. The lady has turned around and left. So
mm-hmm.
Your dad, no. If you would like to speak to your dad, Helen, I would tell you to go to the website and get a reading,
mm-hmm.
and I'll let you
mm-hmm.
talk to your dad, and he
okay.
can talk to you. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day. I hope that benefited you. I don't understand it. They just tell me and I tell you, so hopefully you understand. Okay?
Sometimes it takes me a while before I understand it. When you get a message, it doesn't always hit you right away.
Yeah, that's why you write it down and take notes. So when it comes, you're like, oh, now I get it. Okay.
I am.
It'll
thank
come
you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful
okay.
week, and thank you for calling. Glad we got through. Okay, next caller, area code 561. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. I am doing terrific. And yourself?
I'm good. I want to ask you, I started a job about a few months ago, and I'm working in a department with the mother and daughter, and they're just driving me nuts. And I want to, there's supposed to be changes with new investors coming in, so I want to see if you see that it's going to pay for me to stick around this company, or should I start looking for a new job, because I'm just disgusted with the mother and daughter that I work with.
I'm getting if you're not happy there, leave.
Mhm. So you don't think it's going to get any better?
I don't know about any new investors, but they're just telling me if you're not happy, leave. I'm not picking up anything on those other two ladies. Nina, are you picking up anything?
I picked up that eventually they will be split. And,
oh, that'd be
and
nice.
One will go to a different department, but a timeline I'm not picking up on.
Mm.
And I'm not trying
to
be abrupt. That was just what they told me. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I said I just, I'm getting ready to go into a place to live in a few months, and I don't want to have to worry about, my job. I really want to be able to sleep at night and know that I like my job. I don't want to, I feel really uneasy about this job because it's just not going well. They're not giving me any responsibility. It's almost like they're trying to force me out. And I don't understand why they hired me because I have a lot of experience. I have a lot to bring to an employer, and I'm not being utilized.
Okay, Lena, what I want you to do, and the angels are telling me to tell you this, so point blank, every morning before you leave out the front door of your domain, say the 23rd song and then walk out the door. Now, that doesn't mean just before you walk out the door, say it. When you get up, have your breakfast, cup of coffee or whatever, but say the 23rd song every day for 7 days. Before you leave your domain in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write that down?
Hold on, let me write that down. I have to. 23rd. Okay.
Every morning,
mm-hmm.
7 days in a row, and say it before
mm-hmm.
you open that front door and leave.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
You will see a change.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. And
bye.
One other
bye
thing
bye.
Before I let you go, Lena. Lena. Forgive them and forgive yourself. And you'll find peace. No matter
okay.
if they're acting ugly, I understand what you're
mm-hmm.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're acting ugly, but you forgive them and you forgive yourself so that you can dwell in peace every day.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful week. Okay. All right. How about that chat room, Miss Nina? Got any questions in there?
No, I've answered whatever questions they brought forth. So, no, nothing right now. So, ladies in the chat room, if you've got a question, ask now.
And we have lines open. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Ms. Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number again is area code 646-727-2914. Happy birthday, Pisces people. Remember, the full moon is on the 12th and the new moon is the 27th. And if you just want to throw this in, summer equinox begins on the 21st of March, which will be spring. Yay, yay. Okay. Getting back. Next call. Area code 253. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maureen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Maureen. First, welcome to the show.
Thank you. First, I have to tell you that that is the most beautiful bouquet that's on the web, on the Essence of Success Network, on the Blog Talk page. That beautiful photograph of the bouquet of flowers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Me and Nina try.
Oh, my gosh. I just think it's gorgeous, so thanks for that. Okay, so my question today is about relationships. I think things are kind of moving along on the creative projects that I'm doing, but I would kind of like to know, is there a king coming along soon, maybe?
Okay. Okay, this is funny. My angels sometime are hilarious, okay? I'm getting this rhyme. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. And they're laughing. What does that mean? I want to know, why are they singing that children's rhyme to me? Or maybe you kicked somebody to the curb that just wasn't making the cut? I don't know.
No. But that was a rhyme that my dad used to say to me. Maybe he's coming through when I was little.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe.
Hmm. Maybe a man that's as good as your dad, huh?
Maybe that's what he said.
Yeah. Okay. The name is Charles. Write this down. I don't know why, but this, to me, is from a show, Charles in Charge. But they're telling me Charles is the man that you're going to meet.
There was a show called that?
Yeah, I think so. Charles in Charge or something. I don't know. I tell you. I think so. Way back in the day, might be. You can look it up on the internet to see. But Charles is the first name. He runs his own company. It's a small company. It's not anything real big, kind of like, you know, million-dollar range. He loves flowers. He has something to do with flower arranging. Isn't that something?
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know if he has a nursery or a flower arrangement shop. I'll put that down. Put that down. Either a nursery or a flower arrangement shop. But he does good. Like I said, it's a small business, but he does good. But I see flowers all around him. So one of the two, nursery or flower arrangement. He doesn't live that far from you. He's within the city. They're telling me anywhere from 5 to 15 miles. I'm thinking 5 to 10 miles from where you're at, where this business is location. It's a known business. It's popular, I guess, so he does just enough that he wants to do. He's a widower. His wife died 3 or 5 years ago. Children, I'm not seeing any kids. I'm not seeing any children. What else?
Do I have to do something? Like, go out?
Yeah, you have to get out and go by there. He ain't coming to you. You're going to have to quit out and go. Okay, Maureen.
Okay, I'll be scoping out the nurseries. I usually do.
Yeah. Just look for, like, nurseries or a flower shop that, you know, are maybe, like, about 10 or 15 minutes from home, from your place. And, you know, just walking around, you know, what do you call it? What is it? Window shop? Look at the flowers in the window and see if there's any gentleman in there. Yeah.
I'll be looking for the big socks.
I love you, Maureen.
You're sweet. Oh, you're cute. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're most welcome. All right. Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling, huh?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, area code 727. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Terrific.
I have a question about what do you see coming up for my love life?
Okay. Wow, Lisa, did you have to hit somebody in the head? Did you just break up with somebody you felt like hitting them in the head because they just didn't want to listen or learn?
No,
you know
I haven't had a recent breakup at all. I've been single for a while.
Okay. Whoever the last guy was like real hard-headed or somebody
he was trying to talk to you. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting like, wow, real hard-headed, not listening, just want to like, boop, in his head, do you hear me now?
Yeah, that would probably make a lot of sense. He was a pain.
Let's look for. Okay, well, going forward now, we'll look forward. I just showed up. Let's see. Whoop-de-doop-de-doop. Well, I see you like somebody that has a sense of humor. That is a must, to be able to laugh and enjoy life.
Yeah, that's important.
I see a gentleman. I don't know if he's your type. He's kind of on the short side. He's like maybe about 5'6".
Okay.
Beautiful personality, but I don't think really he's your type. Now, he's coming into the picture within the next 2 weeks. You will be introduced by some friends. It likes you look like you're at a gathering or event, and they introduce you. And I'll tell you why they introduce you is because he sees you, and he's like, oh, I'd like to talk to her, you know. Like I said, he's got a really cute sense of humor, but he's just not your type, you know. But you're friendly. I see you being nice. I mean, you know, you're being respectful and stuff, but not him. But behind him is a good-looking guy that's an athlete. Now, I want you to listen to
me.
You're going to meet this little You're going to meet this man that's 5'6", is the humorous. But behind him, there'll be a man standing, and he's got a body. I mean, my God, he's built. He's definitely athletic, and he's probably 6'2". Looks like he's a personal trainer. Hey. Okay, looks like he's a personal trainer.
Okay.
The lady in your group, one of your friends, the lady in the group, she knows him. She's going to introduce you to him. And I think he knows a couple other people, too, more in your group. But I think he's a personal trainer, and he works out of a gym, like some big-time gym, you know, like a L.A. Fitness or something like that, something big-time.
Right.
He's in love with his body, no doubt. He's got a beautiful body. But he's really – I want you to take time with this guy. He's really a good guy because people see him from the physical, and nobody really talks to him in his mind. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I got a nice body. I'm a great-looking guy. But there's more to me than that. I have a spirit. I have a mind. And people don't normally look at that. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm telling you, take your time. Once you talk to the other guy, have a conversation with him. Exchange phone numbers. You just might be surprised, Lisa.
Okay.
Yep. That's coming up shortly.
I met a guy recently, and I was trying to rent my house out, and he looked at my house, but he didn't end up renting it. But he had really big furniture. So I sent him a message yesterday to say, I like a man with big furniture. I was trying to flirt with him. So,
Lisa, you are a hot mess. You a hot mess, yes. Girl.
I know, right? So I haven't.
That's all right.
I haven't heard. What do you think he thought of it when I put that to him? Sent him to him.
Okay, what's his first name? He was laughing.
What?
Yeah, I know Nina. Yeah, what's his first name?
Ryan.
Brian or Ryan?
No, Ryan with an R.
Okay, that's enough. Don't say anything else. Oh, yeah, he laughed. He thought that was cute. Yeah, he laughed.
He's not responded at all.
And he doesn't know how to take it. He took it as laughter, but he doesn't know if you, what, are you interested? Are you being serious? Or are you just being funny or what? He doesn't know. You have to make that deal.
Uh-huh.
What you think, Nina?
Send him another message.
I believe me, I will.
Oh, God, there's so many cliches running through my mind, but I can't say them over the air. Okay, so, yeah, Lisa, send him another note.
Should I ask him how big his furniture is?
be a little more serious this time.
I was kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd like to enjoy a cup of coffee together, cup of tea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he's not going to contact me?
No, you have to contact him because he doesn't know how to take it, so you have to contact him. That's why Nina said be a little bit serious. You know, you be polite, but, you know, be a little bit more serious because he doesn't know how to take it, you know.
He's not going to respond to my email at all?
Not that one.
He does. No.
Okay.
Nah.
But the
next
thing he sends will.
Okay. And do you think he was attracted? Was he attracted to me or no?
I don't think he was looking at you in that perspective.
Well,
so
no, because I was trying
to
run a house.
Kind
of
knock. Yeah, you're the landlord, so he wasn't really looking at you in that perspective.
Well, I know, and I really was professional when I met with him, but then after the house didn't rent to him, I was like, game on.
Okay. Thank you, God, that I'm being quiet. But anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, Lisa, I have no more to say. I don't know. Nina, did you have anything more to add?
No, I don't have anything more.
Okay. Well, there you go, Lisa. Send him another note and be just a little bit more serious, but, you know, still be, you know, a little humorous. Okay?
Okay. All right. So he doesn't, I don't think he really likes me.
Look, don't put that out in the universe. Stop it. Don't put that out in the universe.
No, I mean, I'm not taking it personally.
Well, don't even put that out there because you don't know what tomorrow holds. Don't do that. Don't put negative out there in the universe. You don't know what tomorrow holds. What if 3 months from now you call me Anita and say, guess what? I'm getting married. Really? To who? That guy rented out. So, see, don't do that. Yeah, don't put that out there. You just put out.
No, I'm
open-minded. Like, well,
sometimes people aren't attracted to other people.
I know, but just put it like, you know what? Hopefully, you know, you can be friends and you like your friendship and leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
And see where it goes from there. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa. You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. You know what I wanted to say, y'all? I'm going to go ahead and say it now. I was going to tell her to treat her like a stamp. You know what a stamp is, don't you? Lick it and stick it. Okay, going on, area code 773. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Jamel.
Hi, Jamel. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Thank you for calling. How can we help you, young man?
I was just calling to see if you guys see anything new coming up in the love department.
Oh, okay. No, you're not involved with anybody right now, are you, Jamil?
No.
Okay. So the, you know what I'm saying. You ain't got no luggage or carry-on behind you, right?
No, no, yeah, I'm clear, clear and clean.
Okay. 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 Oh, who was the woman that was around you? She was smothering you, almost like a mother. I'm not
sure
that
was
interest, but very smothering. You know, wouldn't let you be you.
Yeah,
like
she's
a
not
cancer or a
anymore.
Mother nursing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, she's not around anymore.
Okay, okay, because I picked that up right away. Yeah, you're a free spirit. I mean, you're loving, but, you know, you like to be your own man, too. You don't want a woman to treat you like a child.
That's right.
Let's see. Well, Jamil, I see a woman coming up in your future. She is mixed, white and black. Oh-ho! Write this down. Okay, I see one, there's a lady that's mixed. And number two, I see an East Indian woman. Hmm.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, East Indian, one, a mixed lady. What else, angels? Oh, wow, and the third one, a sister. Well, hey, hey, hey.
Oh, okay.
All right, player, player. Let me go back to my angels. You can show me all these women. Okay, angels. The first woman, now, you got your pen or pencil, write this down, because sometimes when I say these things, I don't remember, I forget. The first woman that's mixed, she's a little bit older than you by 3 to 5 years. She's a professional woman. She's in the clothing industry.
Oh, okay.
Okay, number two woman, the woman that's East Indian, I think she's in college. She's
okay.
Going to college. So I don't know how you and her would interact, you know, some event or school or whatever, but she's in college. The third one, the sister, the African-American woman, you meet her at event. Now, she's into church. She has
mm-hmm.
integrity, honor. She's also looking for a mate. She has one child. Looks like a daughter, 7 or 8 years old, not married, she's single. She's got a good paying job, too. I think she's a paralegal. Write this down, because she works with attorneys. She's in an attorney office. I think she's a paralegal.
Okay.
This woman you will meet in the spring, the last one, somewhere
mm-hmm.
the first 2 weeks of April. That's when you'll meet her.
Okay.
The East Indian woman, you'll meet her at any time. That's up to you. Anytime you could run into her.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that's a few years older than you, and I'm getting Nadia, Natalie. They're showing me names on her. Nadia
okay.
or Natalie.
Okay.
You'll meet her at a friend's house or a gathering. It looks like it could be a birthday party or maybe an anniversary, like somebody celebrating 30 years of marriage. I think it's an anniversary party that you meet
okay.
this first lady
okay.
at. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that's what they told me. Nina, did you pick up anything? That's all I got. Boy, right off the bat, boom, boom, boom.
No, I picked up three as well. I didn't have full descriptions, but three as well. You'll meet them any time between now and May. That much
yeah,
I pick
for
up.
Sure.
So, okay. yeah. Good luck. You're going to have fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's real informative.
Yes, you are. And Jermail, you know, put something on it, right? Jermail.
Huh?
You know, put something on it. Don't come up with no surprises.
I know. All right. I got you.
All right. I'm just telling you to be responsible, baby. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your ladies. But just be responsible. I tell you because I love you, Jermail.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I love you, too. Thanks.
All right. You have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. You, too.
You're welcome. Okay, you've been listening to Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. My God, it's really windy up here in the Northwest. Boy, the wind is blowing like somebody got beat down. I had to turn around and look at the wind. I kept hearing the wind, so I was like, my God, is that the wind? Okay. Nina, got any questions for us in the chat room?
No, I've answered whatever we've had going in there, but I would like to thank the ladies for joining me today and also for the newcomers that joined me in the chat room. I have a lady named Gabriella. Do you recognize that name, Lennis?
Yes, Gabby. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, she's
welcome,
in there with
welcome.
Me.
All
she's
right.
In there with
welcome.
Me. She said to say hello. Now, Lennis, I completely forgot, but was I supposed to keep track for our night
call? Oh, my God. Oh, I did too. I didn't even write the numbers. One, oh my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, and I don't have the number. 8, 9. Oh, listen, apologize. Apology. It's my fault too. Starting today, the first Sunday of March, for the rest of the month, we're doing every ninth caller will get a free 1 hour reading. So our bad, our mistake, we forgot to stop and do that. So this is what we'll do. Next Sunday, to make up for this Sunday, the ninth and the tenth caller, okay, this is on me. I'm not doing it to Nina, but this is on me. The ninth and the tenth caller will get a 1 hour free reading next Sunday. So spread the word. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell everybody. The ninth caller, so you got to call in. And ninth and tenth caller, I will give you a 1 hour, or me and Nina will, either way, free reading. And sorry for that.
Yep. We can both do it together as well. So, yeah, if
yes,
you want
ma'am.
That reading, just give us a call. And I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I screwed up real bad. And I apologize. I should not have done that. I'm smelling my wonderful turkey dinner cooking.
That's okay. That just proves that we're human, right? Hey,
it proves that we're human.
Right. Well, it's getting down to the close, and there aren't any more callers. So I think we can begin to close her out. What you think, Miss Nina?
Yeah, I think we should do that, Lennis.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in on the show as well as listening around the world. Thank you for all the new people that called in today. Yay! Be sure and call back. We're on every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And, of course, all the wonderful people in the chat room and the new people that joined the show, thank you so much. Me and Nina really appreciate that. And thank you for enjoying the prayers. As I said, if you go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, go to the right side of the page, scroll down where it says prayers, and you'll see those prayers, even the one I did for a partnership, right, and looking for a mate. Again, happy birthday to all our Pisces people. Remember, the full moon's on the 12th next Sunday. Mark your calendars, and the new moon is on the 27th. And I do have one other announcement. It's coming up. I'll put it on our page on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network. You'll be able to listen to the latest show that was on the radio. You'll be able to click on that on the front page. Also on the page, you'll see me in video doing the horoscopes. Yes, you'll get to see Lennis. So I'll be doing monthly horoscopes and putting them there on the website on the front page. So how about that? We're just looking forward to new things. And one more thing, a book of prayers that I've been working on for the longest is ready, and I'm working with the publisher right now to get it out. And I'll probably do a little excerpt of it on the prayer page icon, a little bit of the book. The title of the book is called Prayers at 11:59. Okay.
Hey, Lennis, I have one other announcement. So all of you know, we will no longer be doing psychic readings on Wednesday. So if you want to get a hold of us, it will be Sundays only from now on.
Yes, that is right. That is correct. And instead of psychic readings on Wednesday, I'll be back doing my show. Thank you, Nina. I'll be back doing my show in the studio. If you guys remember, I used to do In the Studio on Wednesdays, which comprised of entertainment news. You know, I brought you up to date with the juiciest scoop of what's going on in the entertainment world. And then also news, you know, what's the current news that week, sports, what's ever going on. And then we also do News of the Weird, something to give you a laugh. So that'll be on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. And the young lady that was on last year doing High School Agenda Show, she will be back again. And I believe it starts next Thursday. She graduates this year, so she's doing a show for seniors prepping for college. So hopefully tune in for that, and I believe check the page on Facebook, and I'll have the time of that show. And of course, Friday, as always, you know I'm here in effect. Friday traffic jams with the music to take you into the weekend, huh? All right, close us out, Miss Nina.
All right, everyone, have a great week. Remember to love each other and yourselves, because we love you as well. All right. Have a blessed week, everyone. Good night.
Good night.